It's the terror.
For 2 months, you lived with her, and the two of you have been doing battle for 2 years.
A former tenant tries to move on.
I am doing battle because I was pulled into it. I left, I moved out, I didn't want to have anything else to do with her.
But this landlord won't let go.
She stole my identity, and I have a video of that.
What were you taking pictures of her things for?
I was protecting myself. She's not crazy, she's malicious.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Ludmilla Boyko is suing her former tenant, Linda Byram, for stealing her personal information.
Order. All rise. Case number 96 on the calendar, in the matter of Boyko versus Byram.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Have a seat, please.
Ms. Boyko, can you explain to me why you are pursuing this case 2 years after the defendant was a brief tenant of yours? Could you explain that to me?
Yes, Your Honor. It took a long time, very long time, for me to prove that the defendant, Linda Byram, was damaging my property was
Okay, let's start out with, you rented a room to her. According to you, thought she was stealing. You placed video cameras and allegedly caught her stealing. Finally, she was evicted from your apartment. There was a criminal case. The criminal case was dismissed. All this happened 2 years ago. And you're not talking about tens of thousands of dollars. What exact property do you claim she stole from you?
I have a list, John.
No. Just tell me, what exact property do you claim she stole from you? I'm going to add another caveat that you can prove.
The first thing that I claimed, it's emotional distress.
I don't care about your emotional distress. I want you to take emotional distress and take it to another place. A therapist, another program.
Yes.
I don't care about your emotional distress. What I want you to tell me is, what property do you claim the defendant stole from you that you can prove?
It was numerous of things, and I need to read over my
list. I don't read numerous things.
Mm-hmm.
I want an item, a ring, a computer, a teapot, a sweater. What is the first thing that you claim she stole from you that you can prove?
It was the SanDisk for the that used in the computer and in the video camera, also flash drives. My computer was destroyed after the officer came to Linda Byram and talked to her and told her that he saw her on the
video. Listen, Ms. Boyko. I don't think you can prove anything. So I'm going to give you 30 seconds to show me something that she stole from your house 2 years ago.
She stole my identity, and I have a video of that.
Just how did she steal your identity?
She was coming to my space, and she was coming unauthorized, violently. She was breaking a gate. And she was bringing her photo camera, and she was photo-pictured my documents. And that not was just my documents, it was documents belong to other people.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I have a video, Your Honor.
You have a video of what?
Of her photo-picturing my documents, my mail, and stealing, taking some away with her.
Okay, that I'll see, that she took some of your mail away, and this is what I'm going to see, that you stole some of your mail.
Yeah.
Is that what I'm going to see?
She was for that picturing my documents and my mail. She was going constantly through my things.
Listen to me. Can you prove to me that she stole any property from you?
It was in the sheriff's office possession. I gave them the list of stolen things, but the Linda Byram ran away when she violated restraining order. She
just
ran away.
She has a video, the disc underneath your papers, Mila.
Mm-hmm.
Just a second. Do you understand my questions? They're very simple.
Yes.
My questions are very simple. What property does she claim? Stand up with her. What property does she claim that the defendant stole from her 2 years ago that she can prove?
Well, on her video, she's claiming that Miss Byram took pictures of her documents in her home.
And
she apparently also walked out with some papers. So I think the video will speak for itself.
And that's, well, I'll watch the video. Mm-hmm. And is that the sole measure of the proof in this case?
In this case, that's what was taken, yes.
Fine, I'll watch it.
Yeah, this is Lisa.
I don't want you to say anything.
Oh, okay. That's it.
Is that it?
No, I have 40 episodes.
That show what?
That showed that Linda Byram constantly entering my space.
I don't care about her
even
entering your space.
Even after a restraining order.
Ms. Boyko, I don't care about her entering your space. She's no longer your tenant. You shouldn't rent a room in your condo. What were you taking pictures of her things for? Do you understand my question?
Yes, I understand.
Then answer my question.
I was protecting myself. This woman has made outrageous accusations against me. She's been doing it for several years now, and she stole my money. She stole $2,000 of my money, and she stole money from other people before me and other people after me. She's not crazy. She's malicious, and she fabricated all kinds of things.
Just listen to me.
Excuse me.
Not sure whether perhaps a little bit of both. On both sides, because I see what you have here in your life, and I assume that all those papers that you have from your life, the brief time that you lived with her, 2 years ago.
Yes.
For how long?
From August 9th to October 20th.
So for 2 months, you lived with her.
Yes.
And the two of you have been doing battle for 2 years.
Well, I don't agree with that. I mean, I am doing battle because I was pulled into it. I left, I moved out, I didn't want to have anything else to do with her.
Perfect. And then you got suckered into it because she filed these criminal charges against you.
Yes, and the other issue is...
When were the criminal charges dismissed?
They were dismissed on October 7th or 10th of last year, the 13th, in the interest of justice.
What does that mean?
The DA said they had to dismiss the charges in the interest of justice because they couldn't prove anything. So they dismissed the criminal case.
They dismissed her criminal case?
Against me, yes.
Yes. Do you have the certificate of disposition in that case?
Yes.
Ms. Byram, when did Ms. Boyko first ask you to leave her house? In what month? You got there in August.
Yes.
Do you remember? We're talking 2 years ago.
Yes. I remembered, unfortunately,
what month
too well.
What month, week, day did she ask you to leave?
After I gave my notice to leave.
When was that?
I gave her that on October 10th.
Did you know that she was filming you?
No.
That you had no question of any distress?
No.
None at all?
No. Sure, there were issues. I was at this point looking for a place to live because in September she left her backpack on a bus stop. And she called me at 8:30 on a Friday night to come and pick her up. She was hysterical crying. So I said, I'd come and pick her up because her money, purse, everything was stolen. The next day, someone returned that to the house. She wasn't there. I accepted it for her very graciously. The name of the number of the young woman, so she could call her and thank her. Well, that never happened. She accused the young woman of stealing her iPad because it wasn't returned in her bag. The young woman had found the items scattered in a grassy area, some mail, some ID. She returned that with the backpack, but there was no iPad. So she began accusing the young woman of doing it, and then she began accusing me of it. And she had already accused me of stealing her mail.
And that was in September?
That was in September.
Well, that sounds like a crazy. Why didn't you move out then?
I was looking for a place. It's very difficult to find housing in Santa Cruz. I'm a 61-year-old woman. I have a dog that I love. I rescued her. I wouldn't give her up because I made a commitment to keep that dog.
You have to move on. Put a period and move on. Do you understand?
May I say something, Your Honor?
No!
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
That person tried to mislead you because she's giving always, you know, I have a proof, a lot of proof of her lying under the oath.
Therapy.
And later today.
In order to get the boot off your car, you have to pay off the tickets and pay to have the boot removed. Because since you were the co-owner of a car, I guess they came after you.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Ludmilla Boyko says former tenant Linda Byram invaded her privacy and stole personal information.
Now, did you accuse the person who returned your backpack of stealing your iPad?
No.
I asked you a question. Did you accuse the person who returned your backpack?
Your Honor, I didn't accuse anyone. I just was waiting for investigation. And that person tried to mislead you because she's giving... Always, you know, I have a proof, a lot of proof of her lying under the oath.
Therapy.
And under
the perjury. Therapy. Leave the courts alone. Goodbye. Therapy.
Parties are excused and they step out.
She making false accusations.
I knew she had a good detector and that's why I came.
She lying behind my back.
I helped her. I took her places.
She making constantly false accusations that they never happened before.
I loved it. It was simple, direct, and this is what it should have been in the beginning.
And now the next case.
All parties in the matter of Hall versus Cooper. Step forward.
Dominique Hall is suing her ex-boyfriend, Leroy Cooper, for unpaid parking tickets and boot removal fees.
Mr. Cooper, I'm going to start with you, sir. You and Ms. Hall have a child together. Is that correct?
Yes.
How old is that child?
7.
Did you and Ms. Hall ever live together?
Yes.
From when to when?
I don't remember the exact dates.
Dates. Don't give me exact dates. Give me the year.
I don't even remember.
Did you? Well, let's go back, Mr. Cooper. I'm going to help you. Did you live together in 2013?
No.
Did you live together in 2012?
That sounds about right.
When was your daughter born?
2006.
Were you living together in 2006?
I think we had maybe just got an apartment together, I think.
What do you mean you think? When your daughter was born, was she born at home or in a hospital?
In a hospital.
Were you present?
Yes.
She was born?
Yes.
Did you take her home from the hospital?
Yes.
There you go. Am I helping you?
Yes.
Now, when you took her home, did you stay or did you leave?
I left.
Where did you go?
To my place.
So you just picked up Miss Hill, brought her home with the baby, and then you went back to your house?
Yes.
So how old was your daughter when you moved in with Miss Hall?
Maybe some months, I'm believing.
Some months?
Yes.
So let's say you moved in with her in 2006.
Okay.
Oh, not okay. Your daughter was born in 2006. Isn't that what you told me?
Yes.
And you said you moved in with her some months later.
Yes.
So that would also be in 2006, yes. Right?
Yes.
Did you stay with her when your daughter was a year old?
Yes.
2 years old?
Yes.
3 years old?
Yes.
4 years old?
Yes.
5 years old?
Yes.
6 years old? So you stayed until she was 5. So you lived together until 2011.
Yes.
Is that right? Is that about right?
No.
From when to when did you live together?
We were living together in 2008.
Until when?
It was very temporarily, maybe less than a year. I would say around 11 months.
And then?
And that's when we separated. We had a pretty much on and off again relationship since 2004.
When was the last time you and Mr. Cooper had an intimate dinner together? Give me the year. Give me the year.
2010.
Does Mr. Cooper pay child support?
Yes.
How much?
$122.34 every week.
And it's taken out of your pay?
Yes.
She says that you separated totally in 2010. When you left Mr. Cooper, there was a Cadillac that had been purchased used, is that right?
Yes.
Did you take that car with you?
Yes.
How old was the car when you purchased it?
10 years old.
And when did you keep it until?
2011.
Did you sell it, junk it?
No, it was totaled.
It was totaled in an accident?
Yes.
And there must be a record of that accident?
Yes.
Were you driving the car at the time?
Yes.
So from 2010, which is the last time you said that you had an intimate relationship with him, is that right?
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
And this car was registered in your name?
I was a co-signer on the car.
It was registered, had to be registered as a co-owner?
Yes.
Along with him?
Yes.
He took the car, and the car was no longer on the road after what month in 2011?
I don't know exactly what month.
Was it summer, fall, winter, or spring?
Maybe summer. Maybe June.
So now I'll tell you what this case is about, so that I could limit my evidence and we can all be gone. You come out of work one day.
Yes.
Recently, and there's a boot on your car.
Yes.
And the boot on your car is for unpaid parking tickets for the Cadillac. And in order to get the boot off your car, now you're not together, we're talking 2014 here. In order to get the boot off your car, you have to pay off the tickets and pay to have the boot removed. Because since you were the co-owner of a car that had delinquent tickets, guess they came after you.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Now, I know that we were in a relationship, but it was on again, off again, and it was nothing. At that point, it was serious, and I did mention the fact...
Serious? You have a child together. How much more serious do you want to get?
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Dominique Hall says her car was booted because her ex-boyfriend, Leroy Cooper, didn't pay his parking tickets.
So let me see when the tickets were received.
Here are the tickets for the Cadillac.
I want to see. Why don't you read out the dates for me?
Okay.
What was the date the first ticket was placed on his car?
That was November 7th of 2009. That was the first
ticket. You were still together in 2009. According to you, so I'm not interested.
Okay.
What's next?
And then that was December 20th of 2009.
Still not in. You see where I'm getting my dates from?
Yes.
Still not interested. You were all together.
December 15th of 2009.
You have any tickets after 2010 when you tell me you separated?
No.
You understand your problem?
Now,
the problem is this. If I believe everything that you tell me, you had an on-again, off-again relationship with Mr. Cooper until 2010. You co-owned a car with him. You had your own car. But you were sometimes living together, sometimes not. Who knows who was driving the car when you got those tickets? Because you were like a family. You had a child together. And according to you, the last intimate evening you spent with him was in 2010. All these tickets are from 2009, when you were still a couple. Why would you think I would get involved with that?
Well, I wouldn't say that you would exactly get involved. Now, I know that we were in a relationship probably up until 2010, but it was on again, off again, and it was nothing. At that point, it was serious, and I did mention the fact...
Serious? You have a child together. How much more serious do you want to get?
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Want justice? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Go ahead.
Well, I did mention the fact that he owed on the tickets back then, and by me moving several times in that time frame, I thought the tickets were taken care of just up until January, and until 2013. And when I mentioned everything in January 13, 2013, he agreed to pay for the tickets.
Can't help you. He agreed to pay for the tickets. He should have paid for the tickets. You were living together as a couple. 2009, I don't know how you did your stuff. I know this. I know that you agreed to co-sign for a car for him and put your name on the title for a car with him. And you shared that in 2009 until, you say 2010. He says 2011. He thought it was 2011. Maybe. So... Do you remember getting the tickets?
Nope.
I have proof right here of him, all of the text message saying that he was going to pay me for the tickets and he'll Western Union and MoneyGram me the money.
Do you have anything that he agreed to pay the tickets in 2011? Or were all the text messages within the last 2-3 months?
Yes.
Goodbye.
Excuse me, step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
She came home after driving her two boys to school, and she was completely drunk.
Doesn't sound good.
I know.
You sounded slurred.
I just had a tooth pulled.
Give me a break.
Next Judge Judy.
Well, it was based on the tickets that he had got on the vehicle.
She tried to do everything to just cause hell in my life.
He said he'll call me back on his lunch break, and he pretty much wasn't trying to hear it.
I told her I'll call on my lunch break. But I never did, because when she hot and she angry, I don't want to deal with her.
We don't have a relationship at all.
Like she say, we don't have a relationship. I just want to be in my daughter's life. And when she giving me drama, she don't even want that. So I don't know.
I never co-sign on anyone's car.
You got to be careful who you co-sign with.